Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by an ex-colleague of mine, Andrew Francis, who is the operations director with Axiom Hospitality, based in the United Kingdom. Andrew, for the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Andrew, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Right. Thank you, Paul. So Axiom Hospitality is a new business. We consider ourselves startup still. So we launched the business in November last year. We're just over 12 months old, and we operate 11 hotels now. So we've grown quite quickly in that space of time. And our sort of philosophy on what we will do and how we'll operate is that we're quite focused on running hotels in key city center locations working with strong brand partners and working with investors who are just as passionate as we are to deliver great hospitality for our guests and great places to work for our team. So as I say, we set up the business in November last year, and we've got a set of core values at the heart of Axiom. But what I wanted to talk to you about today actually is one of my own operational principles, which I think has served me very well in this short space of time setting up Axiom. And that is quite simply to employ the very, very best people you can and then get out of their way. So let them get on with the job in hand. But in order to do that, you have to have a framework. You have, you know, to provide that kind of empowerment, you have to have, give that freedom. They need to be able to work within a framework. I think everybody who's empowered all has to have a clear understanding of the rules of the game, if you like. So we provide, we use a lot of data. Probably more than any of our contemporaries, actually. We use a great deal of data, and we're analysing and churning data all the time to understand, guest sentiment and financial performance. And we model, labour is the biggest cost in our business. We model labour so that we can share best practice. We can push data to our hotel managers all the time so that they're informed and they're up to date. But also so that they can benchmark realistically, so they can compare their business with what we deem to be best practice in a world of reality. Is it really best practice? So we create this framework which allows us to keep the sort of four elements of our the balance of our business in check. And those four key priorities for us will always be our guests who stay in our hotel, our team who sit right in the center of that, of course, the brands that we work with. We're very lucky that we've got strong relationships with all the big hotel brands, and, you know, are in a position to operate all of those brands pretty much as and when the right opportunity comes along. But then, of course, our investors are trusting us to operate better than anybody else. That's why, you know, they in the beauty pageant that they no doubt go through at the point at which they select Axiom, that's because they're trusting us to do that. And I guess that trust is essentially what I'm talking about with respect to this operational principle. So in the core of that diamond of key stakeholders, is for me is our leadership, and by allowing our leaders the freedom of to operate in their way, in their marketplace, with their personality, but with this safety net, if you like, but also what is a testing set of data to keep them on the right track and keep encouraging them to move forward, allows this principle of employing the very best people we can, and then getting out of the way, letting them get on with the work in hand. So it's a real short and sweet one for me, Paul, but I think it served me really well in setting up the business. And I like to think, you know, it's we're becoming an employer of choice. General managers are keen to come and work with us, and I think that's because they know that they get that, they get the empowerment to be the leader that they want to be. But also they're working with strong products and strong brands.
Landra, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become incredibly popular, I just want to say a big thank you for your very pragmatic way of focusing on how to bring out the very, very best of people to be a benefit to the organisation, and obviously first and foremost to your clients, your customers as well. Obviously, Andrew, you're in England. I'm over in California. If we were both in California, we'd do a virtual high five. But with us both being Englishmen at heart, I thought what we could do is a virtual handshake.
I think we should.
Thanks ever so much, Andrew.
Lovely to speak to you. Thanks, Paul. Take care.
Thanks, Andrew.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.